AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Elon Musk stepped back from his feud with President Trump. On his platform X at 3 in the morning on Wednesday, he posted, "I regret some of my posts about President @RealDonaldTrump last week. They went too far." As a major government contractor, Musk's businesses could be particularly vulnerable to backlash. The president has already threatened to cut Musk's contracts. Los Angeles officials enforced a downtown curfew Tuesday night, making arrests moments after it took effect. Officers fired projectiles to break up a group of hundreds protesting the Trump administration's immigration policies. Officials said the curfew is necessary to prevent vandalism and theft. California Governor Gavin Newsom accused Trump of abusing his power by sending in National Guard troops to LA. He asked a court to put an emergency stop to the military from helping federal immigration agents. While speaking at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Trump defended sending in the troops and called protesters animals. Congressmember Mikey Sherrill won the Democratic primary for governor of New Jersey, while former state lawmaker Jack Cittarelli won the Republican primary. The two will now face each other in November's election to become New Jersey's next governor. In other news, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports a farewell letter has been found at the home of the Austrian school shooter, but the motive remains unclear.
On Tuesday evening, several hundred people attended a mass. The former student had opened fire earlier at a school in Austria's second biggest city, Graz, fatally wounding 10 people and injuring many others before taking his own life. Police now say investigators found a farewell letter and a non-functional pipe bomb when they searched the home of the man who opened fire. But questions remain about the motive of the shooter. A senior official said the farewell letter, in which the assailant said goodbye to his parents, hadn't allowed investigators to draw conclusions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. New findings about emperor penguin populations are troubling.
Emperor penguins are the largest of penguin species, capable swimmers who launch themselves from the cold ocean water onto the Antarctic sea ice.
They breed on it, they forage under it, they molt on it.
Peter Fretwell with the British Antarctic Survey.
If the sea warms up, that sea ice, which freezes over every year and melts every year, doesn't last long enough for them to complete their breeding cycle or to molt properly.
Fretwell and his colleagues say satellite photos suggest populations may be declining significantly faster than previously thought, 16 colonies collectively falling 22% between 2009 and 2024.
If there's less ice around them, more predators can get to the emperor penguins, more of the penguins and seals can compete for their food sources.
And all of these things,
in a warming world, affect emperor penguins and drive their populations down.
I'm Ben Thomas.